USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Supreme Court ordering Title 42 be kept in effect for now. The court voted 5-4 to grant an emergency request from almost 20 Republican state attorneys general. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas has been warning that without Title 42, there would be chaos.
Border Patrol told me as long ago as a year or more ago that they feared they would lose control of the border entirely.
Texas and 18 other Republican-led states had sued to keep Title 42 in place. At the same time, the humanitarian crisis playing out at the southern border continues with a flood of migrants crossing the border illegally over the holiday weekend. Border Patrol agents made just over 16,000 encounters at the southern border.
The only way this gets fixed is if Congress works with the administration to come up with a solution, but it's the administration that needs to start by enforcing the laws that are already on the books.
Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez. TikTok is now banned from all mobile devices managed by the U.S. House of Representatives. The rule comes as a growing number of state governments have banned TikTok over concerns the Chinese government could use the app to track Americans and censor content. Southwest Airlines in the middle of a major panic after over 60% of its flights were canceled, and things don't look to be getting better.
Nearly every airline is back to normal operations after a brutal winter storm, except Southwest Airlines. In Indianapolis, Angela Davis says her flight to Sacramento was canceled, and she doesn't know what to do.
I want something done about that, but you can't call because you can't get through. I've called them for days now.
The problem is so bad, the Biden administration says it's investigating the problem. I'm Tim Berg.
Meanwhile, the next weather-related issue facing folks in the hard-hit Buffalo area could be flooding. The recent massive winter storm causing nearly 36 deaths in Buffalo. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Former President Trump's tax returns will be released later this week. Reports say the House Ways and Means Committee will release a redacted version of Trump's tax returns Friday morning. The House panel last week voted to release 6 years of Trump's tax documents. 10 people are being convicted in the 2019 shooting of Red Sox legend and baseball Hall of Famer David Ortiz in the Dominican Republic. Judges in a Dominican court gave sentences ranging from 5 to 30 years in prison. Ortiz was shot in the back at a bar in what authorities say was a case of mistaken identity. Ever wished writing documents with Microsoft Notepad came with a few more options for keeping multiple notes? One tweet seems to have generated excitement about that very prospect.
A senior product manager at Microsoft posted a screenshot of a version of Notepad with tabs, allowing users to have multiple instances open at once. It was removed from Twitter within minutes. Microsoft had previously tested tab features on Notepad across all Windows apps, but the project was canceled. The new feature may be included in future versions of Windows 10 or 11. I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis taking steps toward what could be seen as a potential 2024 presidential bid. The Washington Post reports the Republican has restarted his Google and Facebook ads. According to the Post, DeSantis is targeting a national audience, quote, ahead of a state legislative session he believes will highlight causes that will help him in a presidential primary, end quote. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.